This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back in Sports Radio 92.9. The game, the Atlanta Braves, 3-0. They're on top of the New York Yankees. Over there on the, what is this on? It's normally on the FanDuel Sports Network, but it's over there on Peachtree TV. So it's one of their other games. I don't know what they're going to call them. The Gray Media is taking over a couple of them. So if you just have standard cable, you don't have FanDuel, make sure you're tuning in. Make sure you're tuning in and checking out these Atlanta Braves. Hey, maybe this is a spark. Maybe they turned it around. I don't know. Maybe they just needed a little bit of time away. But, hey, if they could score runs and keep piling it on, we'll see. Spencer Strider looking to stay clean himself. Top third, one out, first and second. So we'll keep you all updated on everything going on there. But I do want to talk a little bit more college football because, look, SEC Media Days was this week. I had my college football shirt that I normally wear whenever SEC Media Days finishes up. And it was in the wash, so unfortunately I couldn't bust it out there for this one. But I did have a great opportunity to chat with somebody who I think has a chance to be a very interesting player heading into next season. His name's Caden Lee. He's from Kennesaw, Georgia. Played high school football over there at Kennesaw Mountain. Bounced around just a little bit, but he is a local guy. Caught up with him, somebody who I think, I mean, dude, this guy had zero drops last year. He went over 1,000 yards, and with Lane Kiffin, that's no small thing. So this is a team that's going to be throwing the ball all over the yard. He's somebody who I think could be riding up draft boards when it's all said and done. But let's go back over to the College Football Hall of Fame and SEC Media Days and take a listen to that conversation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Caden Lee joining me here live at SEC Media Days, wide receiver for the Ole Miss Rebels. What's it been like for you coming back home to – you're from Atlanta. What's it like coming back here to like your native city and doing all this here at home?
This overall experience has been absolutely amazing. You know, I used to watch like Media Day in high school and everything, and I always thought it was so cool. So now just to actually be a part of it is really awesome.
What's this transition been like for you as you're ramping up? You're becoming a leader in that locker room. Mm-hmm. What have you been working on for yourself and then just as a locker room as a whole?
Yeah, for myself, you know, I've just been trying to be able more of a vocal leader, you know, just help all the transfers, help all the younger guys, just figure out how we do things and the way we want to do things. But as a team, I feel like we're looking really good right now. You know, we're gelling well together and we have a lot of chemistry.
You mentioned transfers. You had a bunch of new faces in that locker room. You had a bunch of new faces last year. As a leader, like, what's it like bringing these guys and developing that culture within the locker room while maintaining something that you had before?
Yeah, I feel like it can be challenging at times, but, you know, when you bring in good character people, it makes it easy. You know, we always want the best talent, but you always have to – you got to find good character people to bring in, and I feel like we've done a good job with that.
Yeah. So how do you kind of transition those goals of what you guys do, and how do you kind of convey that to them in just like a short period of time?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the same thing that Coach Kiffin always preaches to us, which is just to go 1-0. You know, everybody wants to talk about national championships and SEC championships, but if you don't go 1-0 and win every game and every day, nothing of that is going
to
come.
Yeah, so you mentioned a national championship. I mean, this was a team last year that a lot of people felt was good enough to at least play in a college football playoff.
Yeah.
I won't ask you about whether you made it or whatever. That's not for either of us to decide. But as far as like what your goals can be for this year, like what do you see Ole Miss accomplishing?
I really see us accomplishing a lot, but more so, I just really just feel like if we can play a full four-quarter game, I feel like it'll be very special. You know, I don't want us to just play a one-quarter game and drop off in the third quarter or anything like that. I want us to play first, second, third, and fourth quarter game. And I feel like if we do that, good results are going to happen.
Caden Lee joining me here live at SEC Media Days down here at the College Football Hall of Fame. You had zero drops last year. Did you realize that?
Zero drops.
Did you just catch everything or what?
I started realizing in the later games, and I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
Okay, but it's like, what's that like? I mean, like, it's just because you can catch everything? Like, your radius, I mean, like, you're not 6'7", you know? So it's like, how you catch everything? Just in the right place at the right time?
I just trust my training, and I trust my work, and I put a lot of time into catching the football, which I think is the most important thing to have as a receiver, you know? So that's what I pride myself on.
Of course. And then also a good relationship with the quarterback. You got a new one this year. Tell me about your new quarterback.
Yeah, you know, Austin Simmons, we're really excited to have him. I feel like he's going to do a really good job. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be a good leader. You know, he's very smart, already graduated college. So we're looking for big things out of him.
And he actually had a lot of big moments last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, he came in, I know the Georgia game, he came up, had a very big performance in that one, but it wasn't alone. I mean, like, when he stepped up in big moments, he never shied away.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like what you can expect from him coming into this season?
Yeah, I just feel like that shows a lot about who he is. You know, a lot of people get thrown in as a starting quarterback against Georgia at home. A lot of people get nervous, you know, but he didn't shy away from it. He attacked it, and he did a great job.
What's Lane Kiffin like?
He's different. I mean, if you want to have fun, if you want to come listen to Taylor Swift, that's the guy.
Taylor Swift.
He's a Swiftie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know Beyonce's next door. Do you think he's going to go stop by?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Good deal. Caden Lee, pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Good luck this season. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
Yeah, Caden's a good dude. I actually had a chance to spend a little bit of time with him before and after the interview. I mean, these kids are pulled in 100 different directions, but I mean, dude, he's an upstanding kid, and not a kid, young man, excuse me, and going over 1,000 yards is no small feat. Not having a drop last year is just as impressive, you know? I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. But he talked about Austin Simmons, and he's a southpaw, he's a lefty. He did confirm that catching a ball from a left-handed quarterback is a challenge in and of itself. Keep that in mind, Falcons fans, with Michael Penix. But look, Austin Simmons is one of the more interesting quarterbacks in this year's SEC class, right? And I think that this is a dude who can really play himself up into a potential draft pick. I don't think that's so far-fetched. It's small sample sizes, but that's what we have to go on for a lot of these guys. I mean, Gunnar Stockton's a small sample size. Arch Manning is a small sample size. Austin Simmons appeared in 9 games last year. He completed 60% of his passes, threw for 282 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not crazy numbers, but what he did when he steps into the game against Georgia, I mean, he comes in and does not miss a beat. It's in the first quarter. So, you know, right there in the thick of things. It's well before Ole Miss really put the pedal to the metal and kind of handed it to Georgia. And I'm actually very interested to see what they were going to do. I was interested, and they didn't change. And he goes 5 of 6, 64 yards, and scored. He let him right down the field. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's a guy who I want leading my team. That's a guy whose heartbeat doesn't change. That's a guy who comes out there and balls. He's got the arm talent. He's got the quarterback coach. He's got the weapons. He makes Ole Miss very, very interesting. Maybe not miss Jackson Dart quite so much, but it's a loaded quarterback position. And like I said in the last segment, when I was talking to J.D. Piquel, it makes for a very compelling 2025 season in the SEC. Who is the best quarterback? I don't know, but I know that we have a really big first tier of quarterbacks. You go down the list of these guys at the very top, you look at Lenoris Sellers. He might be the best overall player in the SEC, not even just quarterback. And you actually see him live and in person. He carries his weight really well. That's a big guy. That's a really big guy. And that's a guy that I don't think anybody in college football wants to tackle. And DJ Lagway, I mean, he came back and he's healthy. He goes down with a shoulder injury, and he played through a hamstring injury through much of last year, and all he did was go 6-1 as a starter down there in Gainesville. He has wins over Ole Miss. He's got a win over LSU. And he returns four offensive line starters and a running back who averages over 5 yards a carry. He's got some weapons, and Billy Napier said that this is the most talented team that he has ever had in Gainesville. And that goes back to what the quarterback does. Continuing it down, Garrett Nussmeier. I talked to JD, and JD says he might be the best quarterback in the SEC. He's really good. That's a guy who could be a number one overall pick. Arch Manning has the famous last name. What can he do? Outside of that, I think the last name's really awesome. Doesn't win you football games. Talent does. Composure does. And he has that in spades. What about Talen Green? What about Diego Pavia? Talen Green, don't forget about Talen Green. He's out there at Arkansas. He's got Bobby Petrino calling the plays for him out there in Fayetteville. That's a team who goes out and beats Tennessee. They can put the ball in his hands, and the team can rest on his back. That's one of those guys in that tier, right below that A tier, a guy that a lot of people don't even talk about. He comes in on Thursday, and half the media is already gone. But you know what? This is a guy who I think is in any other year, a dude who can potentially go out and be an all-SEC quarterback. He's that good. It's just he plays for Arkansas. That's all. But you go another step further with Diego Pavia over there at Vanderbilt, a guy who's kind of a swaggy kind of guy. He's got the drip. He got the earrings. He's got everything else. He has a smooth talker and whatever. He plays football really, really hard. He gets wins. He does things at a high level. He beat Bama last year, for heaven's sakes. And it's not because he was leaning on anybody else. It's because he is a baller. It's because he can get after it. But that gets wild cards like Jackson Arnold, John Mateer. John Mateer might be the next Johnny Manziel. He did it at Washington State. Can he come and do it at Oklahoma? That's a great question. If Jackson Arnold can play clean, he's got Cam Coleman. He's got Eric Singleton. He's throwing the ball all over the yard. They'll have a solid rushing attack and a really good defense over there on the Plains.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, The podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming off the bench with me, Garrett Chapman, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to go out to the wait4.com hotline, talk a little bit more college football. I got Brooks Austin out there waiting for me. Bulldogs on SI, plus the film guy on YouTube. You got to go check out that channel. One of the very best guys when it comes to breaking down film and just really getting some good insight on what players are doing over there in Athens and everywhere else. Brooks Austin, you're joining me live, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Garrett. I was going to do a little fishing this evening, but a little summer rain, pop-up rainstorm got me.
Amen. Amen. It's one of those things that's been plaguing us. Like, for whatever reason, I was blown away because I was sitting here thinking about, you know what? It hasn't rained in a little while. We're kind of feeling lucky. And then literally 5 minutes later, you had a thunderclap just out of nowhere. But no, weather's not been our friend here recently. But Brooks, I was just talking about the quarterback position, and I want to start there with you because I think I had seen something from you a couple of weeks ago just talking about Lenore Sellers being the best quarterback in the SEC. Well, the SEC media agrees. They rated him as the first team all-SEC guy. Do you think they got it right? And more importantly, do you think they got the second and third guys right too?
Yeah, I think he's the best quarterback in the sport in general heading into 2025. I know Arch finished third. Who was second? I can't quite remember off the top of my head. Was it Mateer?
No, it was not John Mateer. It was it was Garrett Nussmeier.
No. I mean, those three are fine with me. I probably would have gone with John Mateer third. I think that's what I had in my ballot when I turned it in this week. Just for proven commodity type of stuff. Mateer's tape from Oklahoma is really, or from Washington State's really, really good. Also like the fact that Ben Arbuckle, the offensive coordinator, is coming over with him from Wazoo. So I think there's going to be a level of continuity there. I'm in full agreement with the rest of the media. I think Lenore Sellers is not only the best quarterback in the conference, I think he's the best ball carrier in the sport. Hmm. I think Lenore Sellers is going to be the toughest tackle in college football in the open field this year. He looked like that against Clemson last year. He looked like that with his legs for most of the part of the season. We'll see what kind of growth he continues to have as a passer from game one to game 13, though. There was obvious signs that not only was the game slowing down for him, but he was making decisions quicker.
Well, Brooks, where does Gunnar Stockton fall on this list? I mean, this is a guy who I feel like I went through an entire segment talking about Nuss, Taylen Green, Diego Pavia, Jackson Arnold, John Mateer. And Gunnar Stockton is a guy who I think could be really good, but he's also a guy that's been getting a lot of hate, and I don't think it's all fair. What say you?
I just don't think Gunnar is very flashy. I think that's why there's not going to be a lot of love for him. He's going to win with a different stat line as well. Like, I don't think George is going to go into football games wanting to drop back in standard passing formats 35 to 40 times a game like they have the last couple of seasons. I think they averaged about 32 pass attempts per game the last several seasons with Carson Beck as the quarterback. And a lot from the same launch point. I think this year with Georgia, you're going to get fewer pass attempts per game, but you're going to get more yardage per attempt. I think they're going to throw the ball further downfield per attempt this year than they have in the last several years, because I think that's what Gunner's best at. I think Gunner is most accurate and most dynamic throwing the ball 15 yards beyond the line of scrimmage and further downfield. Even dating back to his high school career, man, this guy wants to take shots, and he is deadly accurate down the field. But it's a proven thing. Like, you have to prove it to me one way or flash to me in another way, right? Like, Lagway has flashed. Nussmeier has proven that he can play this position. Arch Manning has tons of flash and hype. The preseason hype and anticipation is all about flash plays and what have you done already.
Yeah, and then when we transfer over to the wide receiver position, just talking specifically about the Georgia Bulldogs, I saw a headline that said, yeah, Colby Young is going to dictate a lot for this Georgia team this year. I tend to agree. He was supposed to be a very important team for them, a player for them last year, but of course you have the off-field stuff that kind of stood in the way of that. Not to get into too much of that necessarily, but on the football field itself, he, Zachariah Branch, and Evan Thomas, and everybody else who came in from Texas A&M, where do they stand at the pass catcher position, and is he going to have the support he needs both there and at the running back position?
You know, I thought he put an admirable performance together against Notre Dame. Like, Notre Dame was a top three defense in the sport last year. I would go Texas, Ohio State, and Notre Dame in whatever order you prefer. I thought those three defenses were head and shoulders a little bit more consistently better than everybody else towards the end of the year. That includes Georgia. And in that Notre Dame, in that Sugar Bowl game against Notre Dame, man, like, he was tremendously accurate down the field. And threw the ball confidently and put it in good spots. The difference in that game and this year, like game 13 or whatever it was, 14, 15 last year, last game of the year last year, first game of the year this year, the difference is last year, third and six against Notre Dame, if they needed the X receiver, in other words, the number one wide receiver to go win, they were looking at Dylan Bell to go do that. This year, Garrett, that Dylan's probably going to be like the third or fourth option in that list. You're probably going to, as you mentioned, go to Colby Young. You're probably going to go to Noah Thomas. You're probably going to go to Zachariah Branch. And then we're going to circle back to Dylan and see what we can do with him. So just in terms of the amount of weaponry that is available to him this year is just slightly – not slightly different, vastly different than what it was a year ago.
Brooks Austin joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline, reacting to SEC Media Days and just talking some ball here with my boy here. Look – Texas was picked to win the SEC championship game, not but 200, 300 yards away from where Georgia beat them for a second time over there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Did they make the right decision, or is this just all speculation?
I got a theory, Gary. You were there all week. There's more media from the state of Texas that shows up to this than any other beat. Would you agree or disagree?
It was probably the first six rows on the right-hand side. It was unbelievable.
It's probably 2X the amount of media that cover the Longhorns than any other team in this conference. So, now, that doesn't explain how they got 96 votes, I think it was, and everybody else got 33 or how many points or whatever it was. It was a considerable margin that they were voted by. But, no, man, I think that has a lot to do with, the returning talent. Not just that, but the hype and anticipation around the quarterback. I think a lot of people believe, and myself included, that Arch is going to be pretty special this year for Texas.
Yeah, yeah. But as far as the defense goes, I mean, like, what else, what other reason would you have to pick Texas in that game? I mean, the schedule is going to kind of work in their favor, I would say, but they still got to come to Athens. And now you got to add a Florida team that I think is going to be a lot better. But, I mean, a definitive, that many votes ahead of everybody else? I just think that's kind of crazy.
Garrett, I'm with you in terms of, like, just the general skepticism of Texas because of how much they lost. Like, it's not just the quarterback, everything like that. They lost two starting tackles. They lost two starting wide receivers. They lost two defensive backs that are NFL-caliber football players. They lost a litany of defensive linemen. Like, there's a lot of, like, hey, they got to replace a bunch of not just talented dudes, but a bunch of snaps, too. That's a team that had to, you know, go through the lumps out there at Texas the first couple of years with Sark and then really grew into the two-time college football playoff football team that they were towards the end of the year. And they still came up short twice against Georgia. So I'm with you.
Yeah, and I talked to J.D. Piquel a little earlier in the show. He has LSU as his favorite to win the Southeastern Conference. Who's your pick? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, I voted for Georgia to get to the SEC championship game and Texas to win it. So I think Georgia wins the regular season game in Athens, and then Texas wins the rematch there in Atlanta.
Do you still think the SEC is the best conference in college football?
Yeah, I think it's the deepest. I think there are four or five teams in the Big Ten that can compete with these big boys down here. But I'm a recruiting guy. I'm a player acquisition guy. I'm a talent guy. Like, do you have enough Jimmys and Joes, and do you spend enough money to win a national title or at least stack the level of recruiting classes that you have to consistently, that history tells us you have to consistently, to go on and win a national title? And if I said there were 17 of those in the world of college football, I think like 8 to 10 of them reside in the SEC. I think five or six of them reside in the Big Ten. I think there's three of them in the ACC, and then there's Notre Dame. I would be hard-pressed. Texas Tech is trying to work their way into this category of we spend enough money, we're a big enough brand to consistently stack players, but it's really kind of concise in terms of where these, you know, programs are located.
Hugh Freeze came back to the SEC. When he came to Auburn, a lot of people were very excited about the idea that a guy who a lot of people were very high on when he was at Ole Miss is back in the conference. And it seems like at this point, to this point in his tenure, it has not come to fruition. You know, they've had a lot of talent there. I mean, the blue chip rankings come out. They're in the top. They have 50% or more of their roster is blue chip or better. Well, not or better, but it is a blue chip player. But yeah, the pieces haven't all come together. Jackson Arnold is going to be your new quarterback, of course, over there at Auburn. But as far as what to expect for Hugh Freeze, I know you made some comments a little earlier this week, and I'll give you a chance to talk about that. But as far as what you expect from Auburn specifically, what are you looking at?
It's just funny, right? What is let's put you through the test here, Garrett. This is a trick question because the answer is none. What is Hugh Freeze's signature win since he's been at Auburn for the last 2 years?
It's probably being tight with Georgia in the fourth quarter once or twice. I mean, like, that's
being tight with Alabama,
fourth and
like
41,
the Hail Mary, losing that one. That's his signature. His signature win is a signature loss. That's what we got going on.
That's pretty much it.
Through 2 years. Okay, so there's that first and foremost. But other than that, man, like I don't like watching Hugh Freeze post game after a loss, when his quarterbacks turned the ball over and lost the football big game because of it, because it's been Hugh Freeze football. Like, Hugh Freeze is going to do it to Jackson Arnold this year. Unless Jackson Arnold is the turnover messiah that has been delivered to Auburn, Alabama to not turn it over in Hugh Freeze's system, then they're going to turn it over, because 8 of the last 11 years as a head football coach, Hugh Freeze's football teams have turned it over 25-plus times. It's just what they do. By the way, 8 of 11. Do you know how many times a Nick Saban football team turned it over 25 times in a season? The answer is 1. Mm. Do you know how many times in 20 years, plus 20-plus years of head coaching? Ryan Day's done it exactly 0 times. Steve Sarkisian's done it exactly 0 times. Kirby Smart's done it exactly 0 times. Dabo Swinney, 0 times. 8 of 11. This guy's football teams have won the turnover margin 1 season. In his head football coaching career, it was during a COVID shortened season at Liberty.
Wow.
Like, I promise you, it's going to happen again this year. They're going to come out and they're going to turn the ball over. They're going to be explosive. Like, there's no doubt. They got the best wide receiver core in the conference. Mm-hmm. But unless something just magically changes about Hugh out of nowhere, that offense is going to turn the ball over. And then he's going to go to the microphone and he's probably going to throw his quarterback under the bus. And then my head's going to explode on Sunday afternoon when I go live on my channel.
It seemed like to be a very consistent thing with you last year. I mean, it was something that, I mean, he got criticized for it, and rightfully so. Throwing your own team under the bus is not necessarily the best way to win over players.
It got so bad last year, Garrett, that we had Peyton Thorne going to his media availability after a loss and saying, "Coach said I didn't do what I was coached, so here's how I was coached." And then walks through the entire process, looks at the media, and says, "I did what I was told, didn't I?" And they all go, "Yeah." And he goes, "And I threw an interception." And so it got so bad that the quarterback at the school was like, "I'm not going to allow this anymore. I'm going to go to the media, and I'm going to point the finger at my own head coach." I've never seen it before.
No.
I've never seen it before.
No. And look, as far as coaches on the hot seat, I mean, Hugh Freeze has got to be right there front row and center, and because you have all the golf things, and I think all the golf stuff is a little overblown.
Look, all that being said, like, Garrett, I don't think it's going to work. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't believe that it's going to work. All that being said, you have to let that guy coach those last two recruiting classes.
Yeah.
He signed 2 top 10 recruiting classes. You have to let that guy finish out whatever the Deuce Knight run looks like, whatever that class, Jamarcus Riddick, whatever those guys look like, you have to let that head coach those guys. Otherwise, they're going to end up everywhere else, and you're going to have to start where you were even before you got there.
Yeah.
So you just got to eat. You got to bite whatever this year looks like, unless it's 5-7. If he turns in another 5-7 with that schedule, which, by the way, I think that's what made that fan base so mad when he got on the airways and was like, "I know we got to at least make a bowl game, sir. You're going to be favored in 7 of your football games by more than a touchdown. You better be winning 8 games, 9 games. We might look at you funny if you don't win 9. Yeah. Like, the schedule is very manageable for them this year.
Yeah, and they're my biggest – they, alongside of Oklahoma, are my biggest wild card in the SEC. I mean, those are teams who I think very realistically could win five games. Also, realistically, I think they could win nine or maybe even 10 if things really go their way. But, I mean, look, it's going to be a compelling season. Starting with the quarterback position, I think it's super fun. This conference is nuts. The B tier is massive. The A tier is tantalizing as far as talent's concerned. Lots of questions abound in the Southeastern Conference. And, Brooks, this will not be the last time we chat. Mark my words, man. We'll have you back on here very soon. But appreciate you joining me here tonight.
No doubt, Gary. Have a good one.
Give him a follow at BrooksAustinBA on Twitter. Go give him a follow as well on YouTube. He's knocking on 50,000 subscribers. So go be the 50,000. Go check it out on YouTube, the Film Guy Network. He does fantastic work. And you should absolutely check that out. We'll catch you up on what's going on at the Braves. Up there at Truist Park, things seem to be going their way. All righty. Ronald Acuña continuing to do incredible Ronald Acuña things. We'll talk about that, and I'll let you hear a little bit from Josh Caddis. Another conversation with a player over there at SEC Media Days as the College Football Hour rolls on. You're coming off the bench with Garrett Chapman right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm pleased to be joined by Josh Caddis, Kentucky tight end here at SEC Media Day. So catch us up on the offseason. What have you been getting up to?
A lot of hard work. We've been hitting the weight room really hard. We've been out on the field working on our skills and then really getting to know each and every one of these new players that we got. And then working on my handicap, of course.
What's your handicap? What is it?
I shoot consist like right now in the 80s.
Dang.
Mid-80s to high 80s.
Okay. Well, that's actually pretty solid.
I'm not bad.
Wait, so Josh, what do you pride yourself in as a tight end? Like, what's your strong suit? What do you think?
I think as a tight end, you got to be able to do both. You know, there's a lot of tight ends that are great receivers. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of tight ends that are great blockers. But I want to be a guy that prides myself on being able to do both. And that's what I've been doing a lot this offseason, working on both of those parts of my game.
Who's somebody you model your game after? What would you say?
Okay. I would the two people.
Okay.
George Kittle.
Okay.
Guys, he is a stud. I love watching film off of him. And then also, this one hits at home, my father, who played professionally. I like to take a lot of advice from him.
Okay. So, lots of new starters on this roster. I mean, what have you seen from the guys who've come in? And what's it like, I don't know, connecting with these guys? I mean, so many new people, and so many new scholarship athletes, so many transfers, guys like that. What have you seen from these guys as they're kind of developed this year?
Yeah, first off, I think we brought in a lot of talented, good fits for our program. You know, great personalities, great people to talk to. So I'm beyond excited. I think the staff did a great job of getting kind of areas we need to fill in the portal and through the freshman class. So very excited about that. Also, I mean, I look at it as a blessing. You know, I get to know 50 new different incoming players who come from different backgrounds, different places, different schools. And I get to learn from them. And so I think we've done a really good job. Our director of player personnel, Coach Hood, he has gotten us kind of together. And we do these things each Wednesday called 4 for 40s, where we bring in a speaker, and then we do these team games where they split us up, put us together. And so that's been a really great, unique opportunity to get to know each and every one of them.
What's one of the topics, I mean, that these speakers come in and talk to you about?
That's a good question.
They brought on the spot.
They brought in a motivational speaker.
Okay.
The name off the top of my head, I can't think of, but I remember thinking that was probably one of the best talks I've ever seen.
Okay.
And I think most of the guys would agree with that.
What was the message?
You know, he was just talking about how important these 4 years are, kind of his life story, and how he changed around his life, and how we have an unbelievable opportunity for some people to do that. And it was just a really, really good talk. Very thankful for him. But it's most of the talks are kind of for life after football. That's why we call it 4 for 40. So these 4 years preparing us for the next 40 years of our life.
That's awesome. That's tremendous. Josh Kattis joining me here live at SEC Media Days. Zach Calzada, of course, that's going to be a big topic of conversation throughout the day today. What have you seen from your new quarterback, and then what's it like? I mean, new guy under center 2 years in a row, or 3 years in a row now at this point.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him this offseason, and how is he getting you guys ready to compete this season?
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about Zach. He brings a lot of experience, a lot of intelligence. He's seen the SEC, obviously, at Texas A&M. I'm really excited about him. He has an NFL arm, and I think all of our quarterbacks are looking really well. So I'm excited to see what they can do this season.
And then your offensive coordinator, Bush Hamden, I mean, he's back again. This is the first time since 2020 that you guys have had the same offensive coordinator at the helm. What's it like for him building into year two, and how can you build on success?
I mean, it's a big thing that he emphasizes. You know, we can't look like it's a first-year operation, even with a bunch of new guys coming in. You know, he puts it upon the leaders to make sure things are in line. And I'm really excited to get year two under Coach Hammond. I think he's a brilliant offensive play caller. So.
Gotcha. And then last year was a bit of a challenge. I mean, it was a struggle at times. Yeah. But then how do you build on that? How do you learn from that? How do you do better this season?
Yeah, I know. We don't dwell on it. We obviously learn from last year. And we have 50 new incomers. So they don't know anything about last year. They just know what the leaders are going to take forward and push towards them for this year. And so that means we're just being intentional about getting to know each other, intentional about every time in the weight room, about every rep we get, sticking to our four core values, attitude, toughness, discipline, and pride, and going out and executing each and every play.
Also, last one here for you. You were named to the Aflac Good Works team. Tell me a little bit about the work you're doing and why is it so important for somebody in the Lexington community to be so involved?
Yeah, I'm just very, very blessed to be a part of the Lexington community. I think Lexington does a great job of taking care of its players. So that's what I want to do. I want to give back to Lexington. You know, I've gotten some opportunities to work with the hospital, take some other players there, and then I've also done something called Dancing with the Stars Lexington, where we raise money for specific charities. I've done that the last 2 years. But, you know, anything I can do to give back to Lexington while I'm in Kentucky, I try to do. So, very thankful for them.
You got the good dance moves?
I do. I mean, not bad. I did win Judge's Choice last year.
Hey, now.
Not to, like, toot my own horn, but.
what's your go-to, man? What's your go-to dance move?
Probably, like, the three-step. Like, I'm a big country music guy.
Yeah.
So any type of like line dance type of thing, you know. So
I love it.
Copperhead Josh. Road.
That's a good man. Josh, appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's Josh Caddis, Kentucky tight end. I had a great time talking with him. He's somebody who, I mean, look, Kentucky's a struggling team, and I don't think a lot of people are expecting a whole lot from that group. Zach Calzada is the presumed starter at the quarterback position. This is a team who, I want to say, won two games last year, but they struggled. They struggled in a big way, but I will say Josh Caddis is he's a class act, and if I mean, college football can always use more players just like him. So had a pleasure with talking to him. But continuing this college football discussion here, the biggest thing from SEC Media Days, I mean, you can go through everything with this 8-9 game schedule. You can go, you talk a little bit about playoff expansion and Sankey calling Big Ten's bluff. Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. But I mean, Eli Drinkwitz had probably the most interesting comment throughout the course of the week. And he goes on Thursday. He started off his discussion basically calling everybody out for not being there anymore, which the SEC's got to do something about that. I mean, we were there on site through like basically all of SEC Media Days from start to finish, and not a lot of people can say the same. I mean, the Radio Row, I mean, it's a place where you eat what you kill, and if you can pull people upstairs, great. If you can talk to folks, great. And it's one of those things where it moves fast. But then you get to Thursday, and it seemed like everybody was gone. Everybody was gone. But Eli Drinkwitz basically called him out for it. I mean, a lot of reporters had gone home. A lot of reporters had gone to Vegas to cover the Big Ten media days, and there wasn't a lot of juice by the time we got to the very end of it. But it didn't mean that his comments are any less important. So Eli Drinkwitz, he basically goes through and talks about how he wants to eliminate the college football playoff committee. He says it shouldn't be decided by people in a boardroom. It should effectively be decided by the play on the field. But when he actually gets into the discussion of how these teams should be decided, that's really where I completely and totally disagree with him. In principle, what he's talking about is fine, but it's decided on the field every year, every single year. My suggestion to teams who get upset about the results that the committee puts together, win more games. Generally speaking, unless you're Florida State or maybe UCF back in 2017, generally speaking, if you win your games, they have no reason to keep you out, especially if we're talking about a 12-team playoff field. If you can't make it in with a 12-team playoff field, how do you expect to win? Just first and foremost. But I digress. Let's get into what he was talking about. Because Eli Drinkwitz, he's a fan of eliminating the committee entirely. He's a fan of eliminating the SEC championship game entirely, which, again, I hate. But beyond that, what I hate more than anything is the fact that he wants to have these play-in spots for SEC guaranteed spots. Because he wants the playoff field to expand to 16 teams, which, again, I disagree with. He wants, a lot of these SEC coaches want the 5 plus 11. So you want the 5 automatic bids to the conference champions, and then the next 11 are just wild card spots, just at-large bids. Next 11 best teams, right? But if you have 4 guaranteed spots in the SEC, what he really wants, but he wants 4 guaranteed spots in the SEC. He wants 4 guaranteed spots in the Big Ten, 3 for the ACC and Big 12, 1 for the Group of 5 champion, the highest rated there, and then 1 wild card team. And then take it a step further, he wants a play-in to get to the SEC spots. And then at that point, what the hell are we doing? Because the number one thing in college football is the regular season. Point blank, period. College football playoff, be damned. I don't give a damn about the college football playoff. It matters to some extent, sure, but it has a purpose, and we're losing sight of what that purpose is. It's to determine who the best team in college football is. Is expanding to 16 teams and having play-in brackets? What are we doing? What are we doing? Why do we need to just have the 6th best SEC team having a chance to go win a national title? They can't even win their own damn conference, much less a national championship. You go into what we saw last year with the Big Ten. Ohio State didn't deserve to have a chance to win a national championship, much less play for one. They were the 4th best team in the Big Ten last year. Don't you forget it. They played in the 2 biggest games of their season last year, and they lost both of them. We've lost sight of what college football is supposed to be. It's supposed to determine who the best team in the playoff, or in the country is, not the best team in the playoff. Some people say more football is a good thing. Not always true. Not when you lose the soul of what makes your sport great. And when you start talking about some of the things that Eli Drinkwitz is talking about, sure, it makes it a little bit more accessible for a program like Missouri. But I don't give a damn. If they're not going to go and compete for a national championship that year, then I'm sorry. You don't deserve to be in the consideration. It's as simple as that. Win the games in front of you and you don't have to worry about anything else. All right. When we get back, Joe Patrick, he'll join us here on the Wade4.com hotline. What's a defensive player that we're not talking enough about? We'll ask him that very question when we get back. You're coming off the bench with Garrett Chapman right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.